Hey!
It's KK.
It's Ash.
And it's Kara. Hey guys, and welcome to the 10th episode of the Losers Podcast. Today, sadly, Ace isn't here. We are very sorry
He's
to
dead.
Say.
He's dead. I'm just kidding.
He is here. Just.
He couldn't join us today.
Yeah.
So, what is today's topic?
So, we thought that it would be very helpful to the grown-ups. Yeah, the grown-ups that listen to our podcast. Get to know the teenage mind a little more. And so we'll be focusing on the topic about music and why music is or will be very important to your soon-to-be teenager or your teenager child. Because music actually is very deep to a lot of us, and so we'll just explain why we feel so connected to the music we listen to. Kara, would you like to start us off?
Sure. So in my opinion, music is really important to me, and ever since I was a child, I always listened to music. I remember listening to Shake It Off and all those songs. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Katy Perry. I always listened to Katy Perry, Taylor Swift, and all the classics, basically all the classics of music, which is the classic
For our generation, let's say, because you older people have definitely different classics.
Of course, and I feel nowadays I feel music is so involved in some industries that kind of make us think otherwise. It makes us think that why are you talking about this stuff? Of course there is some music that is inappropriate and music that is appropriate for our age, but talk about the stuff. So yeah, music is really important in my life. There wasn't a day that I never listened to music, because every single day I listened to music. KK?
I'll say that when I was much younger and I listened to all the pop artists, I really just liked dancing to the songs, and it was had a good beat. But now I definitely focus more on the lyrics and the messages that songs give off, because I feel like I can connect to what the song is about, and I can jam to my feelings basically without having to hear my voice singing. A lot of the time the music my music definitely will be more on the negative side of things if you listen to it. And I just think that it's important for me to be able to have something I can listen to, so I'm able to be in my feels, and music is one way that I can let off a lot of stress, anxiety, and just lose myself in the musical world. And yeah, that's really nice. When it's just really fun to listen to music. Let me just say that if your child, when they're older, does want listen to a specific type of music and you see a pattern in that, I don't think it would be best to tell them they can't listen to that, because you don't know how deep they feel connected to the music. And also, we like to keep music private a lot from our parents, because they might just not agree with the type of music we listen to or understand why we like it. So just don't be too nosy about that stuff, because music's a very private thing to a lot of teenagers. Ash, what would you like to say?
Music is really important to me. When I was little, I would always listen to Katy Perry, Taylor Swift, and Justin Bieber, and Owl City, and all that stuff, Carly Jackson. And now, I guess, same as, like, KK, I only focused on, like, how it was so fun to dance to the songs, like, with my little, like, cousins and siblings and all that stuff. And we would have, like, a party with family and all that stuff before 2020. Like, you know what I'm saying? And then now, I guess, there's a lot of different meanings of music for me. Like, I can just express myself with, like, singing to music and, like, listening to music and making music. And, like, there's a specific type of genre, K-pop. I don't understand what they're saying. I only know, like, some, just a little bit. I only understand some because I'm not Korean, and I don't want to learn because I want to travel to Korea one day. Anyways, yeah. And then now with songs, I just connect with, yeah.
So, that is amazing to hear.
K-pop. Yeah.
I forgot to say that K-pop as well. I like the choreography that comes with all the music. I love Astro. Anyways.
Let's just say that when we also listen to music, we kind of will feel attracted to some of the people that are singing some of the times. Yeah.
A lot of the times.
Not very much. But just, I like their vocals. Attracted to their
wink,
vocals.
Wink.
I also wanted to say, kind of what KK said about, like, how music is kind of private. To me, my mom always, like, listens to the music I listen to. And whenever we're in the car, you know, we just put on Spotify and bass out. Bust out our favorite music, and like all of her favorite music, you know, she listened to like Sin City, which is like, you know, a pretty like song, and she said she's like, she likes the beat, and I made my dad listen to it while we were on a road trip with the family, and he said he liked it, and I was like, oh, thanks, I have a good music taste.
Well, I'm glad that you feel comfortable enough to share your music with them. That's really nice. My parents, like my whole family, we do listen to music. And I just like, sometimes I'm in the mood to share what I listen to. But other times I just have like my private playlist and then the other one with family and stuff.
Yeah, I agree with all of you. I agree with Cara and KK. Sometimes I like to share my music with my parents. Like, me and my dad and my brother, we wanted to... My brother and I, yeah. Sorry for the grammar. Yeah, we went on a road trip and to go to this camping site, and my dad let me hijack the aux cord. Or just use the Bluetooth that connects to the car. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Would you guys like describe like holy music as like holy like what do you call it? Holy verses?
Like religious music?
Yeah, religious music as like music, like Torah. Like there's verses of the Torah where people, you know, like put like a beat to it, or like, you know, not a beat, but like put like a singing to it.
Yeah, background. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think that like I am interested in listening to like my like Christian stuff. This one song that actually is cool, but I would say that counts as music because like you can dance to it, I guess, and sing along. Yeah, cause like yeah, I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't really know, but I think it is. Well, in my opinion, I think it is because there's a story to it. If there's a story to it and like just like beats and like just singing or something, or like just talking words with talking like with words. I don't know, something like that. I guess that's considered singing or like a song, and yeah, it's what people think. So
my family, like, even though they don't listen to like religious music, religious verses that much, we still think it's a little bit disrespectful, like in my family's opinion, to like dance or like, you know, like do something and you don't like respect the like the lyrics and all that stuff, you know, you don't respect the words and you're just like, haha, like listen to the words. Like, I feel like we should respect all religious like freedom and all that.
I agree with you, but actually sometimes like for example, because there's like this song called Pharaoh Pharaoh or something, it's like a Christian thing, majig. I'm really not that good with my religion, but anywho, a place that I went to was like a camp for like Christians, for, you know, I don't know how to say it, but anywho, yeah, we like, they made dance moves and we like do it. So like, yeah, I guess it like just depends on like what, like what the music, like if like what the specific type of like song was like made for, if it was like made for, you know, like praying or like meditating, or if it was just like made to like, you know, dance to or something. So yeah,
that's amazing. Yes.
Also, this is not about like religious music or something like that, but some people need to understand that if a song has an N word or like a rude slur, like some people think you can say it, but no, you can't say it.
No. Okay. That's, I love that you brought up that point. Okay, just because there is a slur that you are not allowed to say just because it's in a song, like Ash said, you have no right still, okay? No right. And I am so annoyed when people, for example, with it is an N-word, when people who are not black or mixed with black, when they say it and they, and like the excuse is like, I mean, it's in the song, what do you expect? Why did they put it in there if they didn't want people to say it? Like, that's so stupid. Yes, Ash.
And like in general, like you should never say it. Like, even in the past, it's rude and disrespectful towards like African American people, like to some, most African American people. So like, does it mean like if it's in a song or not? Just don't say in general, like, please.
And also, I don't know, like, even if like you have a black friend or somebody that's mixed with black, even if they allow you to say it, it's so like rude, and you don't know the history behind that word, which is like so disrespectful and so brutal. Like, you don't know like the history behind that word, and like, even though if your friend told you like, yeah, sure, you can say it, you still would feel, I would feel guilt if like I would say it and all that stuff, which is like so like bad, even if my friend like allowed me to say it. Like, I don't know, like, you guys do not know the history behind that word, Ash.
Yeah. To go with Kara, like, if your friend that is African American or black allows you to say, or like, for instance, gives you an N-word card, no, just don't say it. Like, even if they allow you, just don't.
Yeah. Is that all we want to say about our reasons for liking music? Is there anything that anyone would like to add?
I feel like music is really sentimental to everybody, even if it's like, even it's like, even if it's like a beat, you know, like, you know, like a small beat, everything has like a story behind it, or everything has a like, what do you call it? Like a, I don't know what it's called, but like a meaning behind it, or everybody has like a moment where they were listening to that song. And you remember what happened when you were listening to that song for the first time. And, like, I don't know.
Memories.
And, like, I don't know, like, this time, it was, like, I know this is kind of private, but, like very, like, long ago, something happened to me in a party, and there was, like, music, and I just can't.
You can't listen to that music because, like, it just reminds you of that, and that's hard.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yes, Ash?
Also, to go with Kara, I was listening to music, or there was this music playing while I was on my way to the hospital, and it's just so sad, and it makes me sad. And then I listened to this, like, music while I was recovering from my surgery, and now, like, every time I listen to certain types of songs, it just reminds me of it, and like how it caused, and how like the surgery caused like something in my mental state, because like my body felt different, it felt weird, and like I just didn't recognize myself. So, and it was like, I don't know, it's hard, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't have what. Yeah.
Do you have any, like, stories with music? Do you have do you have any, like, music that, like, had, like, a memory behind it?
No, just, there's just some music that makes me want to throw up. Not because, like, it sounds bad, just that, like, it gives me, like, nausea stuff in my stomach, and I just need to throw up. It's weird, but yeah. What do you guys think about, do you think there's clean versions of things, but music, you know, if there's clean versions of music, but there's the meaning about what the song is about, you know,
really explicit.
Well, it's not, no, there's, it's a clean, it's, like, clean, like, the song's, like, clean, like,
No, like, an explicit in meaning.
Yeah, sure. Like, if it was about, like, suicide or something, and, but, like, the child didn't, like, a child doesn't know, but they really like the song. Do you think that, like, the parent, should, like, steer them away from that, or, like, tell them that they can't listen to that?
So, this is, like, something that has happened a lot of times, I feel like, with Gen Zers, but a lot of times when, like, people listen to, like Billie Eilish, they instantly think they're, like, instantly, like, depressed and all that, but, like, you know those kids that, like, think they're depressed just by listening to Billie Eilish or, like, whoever else? I feel like that's kind of, like, wrong. Like, I know they're kids and they mean all good, but, like, why are you, like, putting a very serious topic in, like, music just because you're listening to a certain artist? Like, yeah, maybe, like, you like her and, like, you like her music, but, like, why? So that's, like, my point.
Kids, like, some, like, I'm just gonna say that kids these days, they're, like, they know a lot, and they are, like, a lot of them are really mature. So I feel like sometimes they could feel like they connect to that. But yeah, exactly. Like, the ones who, like, are, like, think they're
doing
so
it
cool
for attention.
Yeah, they, like, fake depression. Well, you see, it's okay. That's sensitive because, like, it's really hard to know when someone's, like, faking depression. You can't, like, automatically say that. But, like, yeah. But, like, just sometimes people, like, fake that stuff just because they think that that person, like, that, like, person is, like, the music is supposed to make you feel depressed or something. So yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we just wanted to thank you for listening to today's episode. And yeah. We'll see you tomorrow, guys.
Thank you. Bye, guys. Bye.